I guess Nicki Minaj meant it when she tweeted single and ready to mingle because it's done. Nicki Minaj is apparently single. Photos of her boyfriend Safari show him shirtless with two of his three tattoos of her covered. He had tattoos of her on his chest. Done. Now, that's the thing is, if somebody, here's, I think, the kiss of death. If you get a tattoo of your man or woman, probably going to break up. Lil Bootsy has officially changed his stage name to Bootsy Badass. He did it because his record label is named Badass Entertainment. A British tabloid says sources tell them that Beyonce recently reached out to make peace with Kim Kardashian after the whole wedding drama, and she was shut all the way down. They say Kim ain't tripping off Beyonce and now thinks Beyonce just wants to use her. Really? Please stop. Where did you get this? No. She ain't trying to use. Stop. What?
Oh, gosh.
So the BET Hip Hop Awards was last week. We talked about it. How about it was the most tweeted show? But you know what? It's because black people, well, we love to tweet. Anyway, there were more than 2.5 million tweets from over 500,000 different users. So the BET Awards beat out last week's second most tweeted about show, The Walking Dead, which I thought was going to be the most tweeted show. And I got to ask Russ about this. Ice Cube was on Jimmy Kimmel last night. He says that most of the people involved in NWA had some say in the upcoming biopic Straight Outta Compton. Now, even though their input didn't always help the movies due out next summer. Right. So I got to ask you, Russ, were you asked about, you know?
No.
I mean, I feel like, you know, you're a West Coast pioneer.
Said that all of them had something to say. Probably was Ice Cube because Ice Cube is controlling that whole production.
I believe it.
You know he is. So
that's crap.
Well, you know, Ice Cube was the writer, though.
Well,
for all the stuff in NWA, did he write all the stuff?
Scripts passed around, and I understand that Cube's people kind of rewrote it.
Right.
Kind of rewrote history a little bit. So, but trust me, there might be some really nicer things about Cube than everybody else. You know?
Yeah, is that because of Cube's position in the music game, or is it because Cube wrote his stuff and easy stuff?
It's Cube's position in the entertainment game.
Yeah, now. Right now.
Okay. He is a massive brand.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
So they give him control.
But I didn't know if that was because of now or his control from back then.
Wasn't
it Dre back? Who had the control back then?
Well, Dre controlled about, well, actually it was Eazy-E.
Eazy-E
and Jerry Heller.
Yeah.
And that's why Ice Cube left NWA.
Right, but I'm just saying when he was in, he was the...
He was the main guy. Everybody knew it. He was the guy. Yeah. He was
that's because he had the mean Jerry curl.
Yeah,
he had the best Jerry curl.
Dude, he delivered, man.
He delivered.
But no, it's going to be interesting. I can't wait to watch it for authenticity.
All right. Lastly, Pitbull is hosting the 2014 American Music Awards.
I wish he would get braces.
Wait a minute. What?
There's one tooth.
That one's like a little garage opener.
I mean, look what they did for Brett. Brett.
Yeah, look.
Brett's teeth were like all over.
No. Don't I look older?
No. Look how young. Brett, you're so cute. She's so cute.
I look 2 years older.
She believes it.
At least 2 years.
At least 2 years.
Now you look at least 17.
Were you at Ty Dolla $ign last night?
I wasn't.
Oh. Ty Dolla $ign was in D.C. at the Fillmore. And guess who came out?
Who?
Trey Songz.
Shut up.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Why didn't I go?
Shut up. See, Brett? I'm Alfreda Zetzel out the way. For more stuff, go to the rest of our morning show.com. I know I missed some.